Hello nerds, and welcome to Technomancers, the D&D actual play podcast who needs to take a short rest after climbing a flight of stairs. I'm Big Bard Energy Ivan Brett, coming to you from the London offices of Elastocloud, and I'm joined by four of my friends and colleagues who will introduce themselves in order of how many different ways they can cook an egg, starting with the fewest.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this one's got you. Oh, this one's got you. Interesting.
Okay, I think this sorts it. Who can poach? That'll...
I can poach.
You can't poach.
Yeah.
I can't poach. Okay, I'll introduce myself first then. I've never attempted to poach an egg. My name's Lucy and I play Sark. Okay, go on, poachers. Come on, poachers.
Team poach.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking like boiled, fried, scrambled.
That's four.
Poached. On toast?
No. Rob, that's not how you cook an egg. That's how you present an egg. Come on.
No, I know. There you go. I've gone with four. That's my final answer. But I'm Rob, and I'm going to be playing Linus.
We're down to the last two. It's exciting.
Bake an egg. I think I top out at five.
There's baked eggs.
Oh, God. I probably should have gone before Luz.
Rich is like,
late now. I am Misha, and I will be playing Light Through Rain.
So, Rich, that means that you can do the most types of eggs. So go on then, introduce yourself, and then list the six ways you can cook an egg.
I'm Richard. I'm Darkwood Dickie Basilisk the 17th, and I hate eggs.
So you cook them all different ways out of spite. You've never cooked two eggs in the same way twice. The one you missed is cuppy egg, right? Cuppy egg is a great method. You guys tried that?
What?
Cuppy egg. Yeah, cuppy egg. Filthy. So you crack an egg in a mug, you add a bit of butter, and you cook it in the microwave, and every sort of 10 seconds or so you just smash it around a bit. And it's not like scrambled egg, but it's incredibly energy efficient. So if you want to cook the most energy efficient and actually quite tasty egg, cuppy egg.
Ooh, that's how I would cook scrambled eggs at university.
Yeah. Before you realise that the real answer to scrambled eggs was low heat and cream and stirring very occasionally.
Well, no, it was because my university didn't have a cooker. We had a toaster, which we weren't allowed, a kettle, and a microwave.
Did you go to a fancy university?
University, where you're not allowed a toaster.
Well, no, there's two options. It's either a fancy university where you have catered halls, so you're not allowed a toaster, or a really crap university where you're not trusted not to set something on fire with a toaster.
Dear listeners, please guess which one Rob was.
Which one did Rob go to? Oxford Brookes.
I'm not going to say anything about the university that I went to.
Don't dox yourself like that.
Fair enough.
Good. All right. Well, let's play some D&D, starting with a little recap of what happened last time. Cloud Bulls Incorporated have impressed the local business owner, Baraz, enough to encourage him to let slip on a potential spring tide attack on the city. He wants them to somehow smuggle 1,200 armed individuals into Everlight, and they've offered to do it. Will they abet this terrorist act, report it to the city circle, or ignore it entirely and invent a new type of boot rack? Let's find out.
can I just pick you up on something there, Ivan? I believe the agreement was actually to smuggle in 1,200 turps. I don't know what you're talking about.
So you haven't
individuals.
Got to convince me, Rob. But good, you know, denial is excellent there. Good practice. Yeah, I mean, I think the idea was to dress them up as turnips and then fit them inside your Kubernetes, which you haven't yet got a sort of... What do they call it? It's a proof of concept. But this might be the time to do it. Well, do you know what? I'll leave it up to you. Here's what's happened. I'm gonna move the story along a little bit now. So you were sat in these sort of geothermal ocean pools called Muscle Beach, but that meeting is done. You put your clothes back on, and you are back in the Brackish Pit, this pit fighting place where you first met Sark, where you had your fight a few hours ago. It's been a long day. May I remind you, this is the same day as Dickie got ate too many brownies and ended up having to fight the God of Dreams. So you've had a very long day indeed.
Such a long day.
I feel like the day is rounding off here, and it is well after midnight. You've had your meeting. You're sat back in the inn. You've got a round of saltwater rum There is a very, very rowdy pit fighting match where two topless orcs are just fully slapping each other around the chest. But you can see as you watch them that they're willing the other one on. So it's more like a test of wills at this point. They're like opening out their chest so the other one can just give a good old open palm slap, and then everyone cheers and the other one gets a go. And the four of you are sat around considering your options. Here are, as far as I see, your options. You can help Baraz if you want to. And support him with the hardware and potentially the logistics of smuggling 1,200 bluefins into the city. You could take all the information you've got to the city circle, including the fact that you already know that the Spring Tide are up to something because you were there when they got the Empress back. You could just go and steal the Trident of the Tempest, like you promised to do to Sardina, and take that to her in Bistrigta. Or you could just keep setting up new story hooks and not taking any of them. So it's up to you. I'll leave it down to you. Go for it.
Was there a downside to us smuggling in the...
Not that I can think of, mate! just
No. Apart from the obvious.
Why are you asking for a second one? Surely the first one's enough. Untold human loss.
Okay. Well, is there a negative to us not doing it? As in,
okay,
how much do we fear?
Baraz didn't outwardly tell you that you shouldn't do it. So he didn't. Sorry, Baraz didn't outwardly say what would happen if you didn't. But he's a bit of a gangster. And I think you can certainly infer what would happen if you got on his bad side.
Right. I've totally forgotten. Could you just remind me why I've got one hit point? Is it Baraz?
It's a number of things, Rich. It's the fact that you've been... It's been a very long day, which included, amongst other things, trying to sell boot racks to a sort of very, very... traumatized man in an underground dock, then having a meeting in a washing room, then finding out that Sardina was actually a mole for an underwater tribe that's going to try and invade the city. Then
didn't we make her our non-executive director?
You definitely
well?
Did. Yes. Yeah. Then going to a cafe, buying huge amounts of psychedelic brownies, eating them, passing out in the street, and being visited by the goddess of dreams. Then recovering from that, and then going to a beach where you met a woman and her 16 angry sons. Then having a pit fight, Richard. A pit fight. Then meeting a new friend, Zark. And then after all of that, going to a lovely outdoor pool and meeting a gang boss, taking off your top and having a dip. So, I mean, any of those may have contributed to the lack of hit points, but what I will say is, at some point, you should probably go to bed.
Is there anybody at the bar? Because I know we did sort of knock the barman unconscious earlier.
Yeah, there's a couple of bar people. The one that you knocked unconscious is very much not there anymore. He was called Togar. But you can see that there's a couple of other redfins behind the bar right now.
Yeah, could I think... Sorry.
That's all right. So could I sort of try and politely flag one down?
Yeah, just from where you are.
I assumed if we've got some drinks that we might be leaning on the bar again.
Oh, yeah, let's have you at the bar. I was imagining you in a sort of American diner compartment. But no, let's have you at the bar. You're sat at the bar, you flag one down, and she walks over to you, slings a rag over her shoulder, and goes, yeah, get you.
Excuse me, but I know that you're mainly a tavern, but do you know of anywhere that we could stay overnight? Like, do you have rooms that we could stay?
Oh, yeah, we do rooms. Yeah, we do rooms. Yeah. And they double as a kind of a hospital for the injured fighters. Are you okay with kind of screams of pain and grunts?
Yeah, that sounds about normal for us.
Okay, great. Yeah. How many rooms are you looking for?
I suppose it depends how much they cost. How many rooms do you need to put four of us in?
Well, there's been a lot of fights tonight, so there's a lot of injured people, which means we're a little short on it. But, yeah, a gold piece for each of you, and I could put you up in the rooms furthest from the most hurt.
That sounds good. because we need to have a chat, but I think we should have it privately, and also we could do with a sleep.
If you want to share a room, that's also fine.
Can we have a ward?
There will be an infirmary.
Wing?
Yeah, there's a ward. I mean, it's the wards we have, they have 6 beds, so you would definitely be sharing it with a couple of pit fighters as well. But they're very friendly. They've had their fight tonight, so they won't be aggressive.
Yeah, can we get... We need passed out ones. Specify that we need to share with 2 passed out fighters, if possible.
I'm sure we can arrange that for you. Yeah, and if they're not passed out, we can pass them out for you, and then...
that would be great, if we do that.
Yeah, great. Okay, well, no, that's a lot less gold, so just, you know, 5 silver, please, and we'll put you in one of our wards.
Okay. I will hand over 5 silver, although I don't know how that translates from gold to silver, because what I've got is 4 gold pieces. Half a gold.
So take a gold off and put 5 silver on, and that will be exactly what you need to do.
Thanks.
She palms the gold, she puts it behind the bar, and she goes, great, okay, and then hands you a small silver key, points behind the fit piting ring, to a door that just, you know, that says fighters with a Z, and goes, yeah, through there, and it's going to be 3rd on the left.
Thanks. I think...
I mean, you did... I saw you guys earlier, actually. You were great.
Oh, thank you. We've not tried fighting before. Well, not organised fighting.
Well, it didn't look very organised to me.
It's good.
Yeah. Well, it's all in the making. Once I spruce him up, you know, give him a couple of my tips from the old fighting days, and get some posters up. We'll be back, I'm sure, won't we, lads? Maybe.
Probably.
I'm just going to look around at the fact that Dickie is, like, profusely bleeding from every single orifice, and just be like, I think we might need to train a little bit more first.
Presumably also still smells quite strongly of whiskey, or did that get washed off in the baths?
I'm also still bleeding from my abdomen.
Fine.
All the more reason for
I think
us
Dickie
to get
can't
to
get
it.
Words out now. I'm just going...
The barkeep looks down at you and sort of looks over the bar and goes, my God, I think you... Now, I would never want to, you know, make you leave. And don't think for a second this is me trying to get you out. But also, I am going to have to clean the floor around where you're currently standing. So maybe it is time for you to head to bed, you know?
Yeah, come on, guys. Lots to talk about. Lots to debrief from the big meeting, and I kind of like rub everyone's shoulders. I don't think they like it, but that over familiar business
I
way.
Definitely wince
it. I think like the rain starts purring gently.
Oh.
All right. So you are going to head through the back door.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you open the door. You can hear behind. There's a kind of a hubbub of action. You as advertised, you hear various grunts of pain. You hear somebody just screaming occasionally. You go into your dorm, and you see of a 6 bed room. There is one lizard folk who is currently in the process of regrowing his limbs. And there is also an orc with he's just lying face down and snoring heavily. And 4 spare beds.
Excellent.
I think Sark probably, you know, I'm imagining, because this is a kind of ward dorm thing, there's one of those big curtains that you kind of can draw around the beds and kind of tries to construct it so we have, you know, we're separated off from the others. And then it's like, right, guys, big meeting. It was a bit like, firstly, just once again, so happy to be here. I promise I will sign that contract as soon as I've worked out exactly what's going on. But... just wanted to say. See, the thing is, he's a bad dude. You know, I know these people. You know, and he's not got a good reputation. So I think if we're thinking about, you know, how this all look in PR terms, I think we should really consider what our next steps are before I let you have a well-earned kip.
Yes, although the lamplighters. They asked us to get the Empress back to make the horror for. They had her shut in a room that she couldn't get out of, and that's not very nice either.
Yep, I take your point. Yeah, I get it. I just, you know, do you like the city? I quite like the city as it currently is. And my main concern is the position we've got ourselves in here. Either the destruction of a city or, I don't know, we all get our legs broken. So it depends. What are you guys going for? I mean, it looks like, Dickie, your legs might already be broken. So maybe that's the simpler one.
Bed.
About this time, the door bursts open. A fairy wearing a small white pinafore comes in, takes one look at you, Dickie, and goes, crash cart, crash cart! And then three more fairies with a small floating cart fly in, screech round an invisible corner, slam you down on the bed and start to like cast multiple cure wounds on your bleeding body, setting all of your limbs back in. In a flurry of activity, they kind of look at you, check that you're breathing, check for a temperature, administer a large dose of something from a syringe, and then leave again with a nod and slam the door.
Oh, wow. So am I 20/20 health now?
I would say you're two. Two health.
Yeah.
All of that amounted to one hit point. But let's just say that you're at least able to have a conversation and you don't look like you're about to die at any time.
Okay.
I'll look round at Zark and just say, well, I guess in the grand scheme of things, it does look like broken legs can't be healed.
That's a good point. You know, and so, some may say buildings can be broken up again, but I think maybe the destruction of the society as we know it might be a bit too much for the healing fairy. So, I'm not the boss. This is just my professional, recommendations. I'll go with you guys. You know, you've been with the firm for a lot longer than
I. So maybe.
Well, I am the boss, Sarp, and I think. You make a very good point. So now it's time for an extraordinary general meeting.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, Linus, get the notes ready.
Yep, I get out the mage hand.
So I open up the 44th EGM of Cloudballs Inc. And do we all vote to include Sark in our meeting today?
I mean, yes. I do, if that
goes. The lizard folk from right. From behind the curtain goes,
vote. Yes! So, the floor is now open to you, Sark.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here. I suggest that we immediately action to... Not help smuggle a load of potentially dangerous peoples into the city, and instead take the information that we have learnt and deliver it to those who had already sent us out on a noble quest. Please put the names around this. As I've said, I've literally been here a couple of hours, and I really don't know what it is you guys do as a company.
So you think we should tell the city council and not go and steal the Trident of the Tempest and give it back to the Red Fins?
Well, yeah, potentially. That would be my suggestion, but, you know, I know that we're going to need to vote on this.
And then I suppose if we do that, we have to find a different source of power for the city.
Yeah. But yeah, I suppose so. But then also, we will still have a city to fund to get power for. So, you know, I think it's a good start.
That seems sensible, yes.
So, all those in favour of Sark's recommendation, I motion that we vote for whether or not to keep the city energy-free city, or to have a smoldering pile of rubble.
Wait, which ways yes?
Either.
I vote.
It's a Boolean war, right? It's.
I'd like to vote.
Do we vote for one of the two?
For...
Lizard folk. Aye!
I also.
I would raise my hand, but I don't have either of them.
I would like to vote yes to city.
As do I. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I would also like a city.
The motion is carried and the city is destroyed.
Wait, I'm gonna grab the notes that the mage hand wrote and try and reread what was there and be like, I'm not entirely sure that's what we voted on.
Mage hand puts his thumbs up.
Okay, so Linus raises a very good point, and he wants to make an amendment to the vote. So the motion is carried to flip our Boolean vote.
So now it's a normal.
All those in favour?
This is a vote to negate the result of the previous.
You Raspberry Pi enthusiast. Yeah.
I think.
Yes.
Aye!
Yes.
Motion carried.
The mage hand looks confused.
So we're not destroying the city, right?
Not directly.
We're not destroying the city.
Yeah, no, not yet. I would like to raise another potential point of vote on, which is to almost immediately go to sleep, because this has been a very confusing day for me, and it must have been worse for you.
Very good. But before we do, Linus needs to distribute the minutes for signing.
I think that's Zark's job now.
Oh.
Ah. Have we voted Zark as our formal counterpart?
I've just heard that she's really good at like printing things and making copies. That's what she was saying earlier about making lots of copies of posters or something.
I'm a dab hand with a quill. Yeah, I can knock that up for you if you want.
Mage hand looks affronted.
Yeah.
All of this is through a one-handed
all
gesture.
All in favour of Sark being our PR representative.
Yes.
From now on.
Aye.
Well, yes.
Yes.
Motion
the mage
carried.
Hand doesn't
Mage hand whispers something in your ear, Rob.
The thing is that I'm the one that's controlling the mage hand.
And yet somehow.
It just does like the puppet mouth in your ear.
Yeah. That's just rude.
I think we should have some sleep, because I mean, we've already died once today, and it's been a very long day.
Very good.
That's also true. I've had a lot of head injuries.
Yeah, no, agreed. And I mean, I haven't died once today, and I'm still knackered. But thanks guys for having me. I'm looking forward to working with you and learning. I think there'll probably be a lot of learning.
Yes.
Very good.
Okay.
Meeting adjourned.
Is there anything any of you would like to do before having a long rest?
I would like to attract the attention of a nurse to have them attend the wound that I have in my belly.
The fairy nurse arrives again. When she does, you kind of hail her over. She comes and has a look at it. She tuts disapprovingly and goes, "How did you get that?" Oh yes, of course. Very silly. And she sort of gets from a little magic bag, produces various different implements, has a dig around, pulls out a bit of gravel, giggles, puts it in a sort of kidney-shaped pan, and has, you know, eventually fixes it all up, stitches it up, taps it twice with a star-shaped wand, and goes, "Good as new."
They have wands.
She has a wand. Yeah.
Okay.
What? Is it too obvious to have a wand? I'm a traditional kind of a lady.
Oh, no. Now I'm just picturing, like, Cosmo and Wanda instead of...
Yeah, key.
But I am a godmother. Look, I mean, I like to do things in an old-fashioned way. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. These newfangled people who cast spells with amulets, what are they doing? A wand is a perfectly good implement, and it holds well in the hand.
As she's going on about this, I am going to pass out.
She carries on for about half an hour, decrying the modern age of spellcasting amulets. And eventually you all sleep very, very soundly indeed.
To get up on the bed and sort of circle around a few times before going to sleep.
Quite right. Yeah, and you drop off to sleep. And you will all level up. Let's start with Dickie. You're going to gain cantrip formulas. You've scribed a set of arcane formulas in your spellbook. Whenever you finish a long rest and consult those formulas, you can replace one wizard cantrip you know with another cantrip from the wizard spell list. So you can learn new cantrips. That's fun. And you get some new spells, I think. You can add 2 new spells, including now level 2 spells.
I want to add something that's so damaging to myself. I feel like I need to go one step further than making myself sleep.
Next, let's do Linus. Level 3 Artificer? Unless you want to start multiclassing.
Yes.
What do you want your specialism to be? Alchemist, Armourer, Artillerist, Battlesmith?
Armourer.
Yes,
makes more sense.
Lovely. Spells wise, you get 4 new spells. There's only about 4 available. Alarm, Identify, Longstrider, Jump, Expeditious Retreat, Featherfall, Fairy Fire, Purify Food and Drink, False Life, Snare, Absorb Elements. 4 of them.
Okay. I'll have a look and add.
All right, sure. Okay. Just take 4. Nice. Yeah, and I won't remember, so you'll need to do that. Great, that's you done. Light Through Rain, level 3 Mystic. Can I let you do that?
I've made a start on it.
<All right.
laughs> Yeah, cool. Because who'd pick Unearthed Arcana? The exciting highlights are that because this scales in a really logical, sensible manner, my psi points go from 6 to 14.
What the hell? It's like someone set a trap and went, do you want to do a really fun D&D thing? I promise it's not too complicated. And idiots went, And then, I'm now seeing why
4, 6, 14, 17, 27. Like, someone just picked numbers at random. The question I do have for you is, how on earth do I work out what my hit points go up?
What's your hit dice?
I don't know.
It should say on your character. Hang on, I can look.
It's a D8.
D8, so roll a D8 and add your constitution, which is 1, I think.
Thank you. Yes,
okay.
It is.
And
lovely, I can
lovely.
Do that.
Sark, we're going to put you on a level 2. So your hit points go from something to 15. You gain Jack of All Trades, Song of Rest. So Jack of All Trades, you get better at everything. So basically you get an extra 1 to every skill now.
Nice.
So you're just good at shit. Song of Rest, every time a short rest happens and people roll dice to heal, you can add a Song of Rest, which I think is a D6 of extra healing to those people. So it benefits the party to have short rests now. Magical Inspiration. If a creature has Bardic Inspiration die from you and casts a spell that restores hit points, the creature can roll that die and choose a target affected by the spell. Add the number rolled as a bonus die to the hit points. Basically, bonus healing. We'll run through that when we need it. But it's worth remembering that if you have Bardic Inspiration and you cast a healing spell, it combos really nicely. And that's not just you, that's anybody with Bardic Inspiration. And you get 1 new spell.
Yeah.
Right, good. That's your level up. Misha, I will let you finish yours because yours is complicated. The next day begins with a dark, heavy covering of cloud, and light rain falls over Knot. It's not the bright, exciting city life that you felt yesterday. This is the depressing dreck of being on a port city. Sometimes it does just rain and rain and rain. And as you look out the window, you can see it is a miserable old day. Nevertheless, you have the city open to you. The city circle is in the city circle Acropolis, which is northwest of you. And would take a couple of hours walk, but that's absolutely fine. And if you wanted to go and steal the Trident of the Tempest, which it seems like you're not going to go and do, but if you did, that's Treadwell, which is all the way over to the west and a bit of a boat ride away as well. But it's totally up to you. I will leave it to you.
I've got a vague memory that Sardina said that if we didn't do what she asked, she was going to pin the death of Griff on us. But also, I don't know whether then the sensible thing to do is just to go and try and get in contact with the city circle and explain.
Yeah, I mean, we can always do that first, get advice, and then steal the trident, can't we? Can we?
It's a backup option.
Maybe we should get the trident first.
I suppose so. I mean, if we have it, but then if we turn up to the city circle with a trident that we've stolen, they might not believe us.
Unless we tell them that we're there to give them the trident.
For safekeeping.
Exactly.
That might be a good idea. Although, if we're going to try and steal a trident, it's probably being kept safe. And we might need, like, things that you need for stealing stuff.
Thieves' tools.
That's a thing. Just, you know, better
gloves,
weaponry.
Gloves. Little
gloves.
A
yeah.
Sack,
a swag bag.
Stripy, yeah.
Stripy top.
Do you think maybe we should try and, I don't know, buy some disguises or something before we go?
I think that would probably be quite
sensible. Yeah, I mean, clue me in here, guys. Is our trade mainly how much stealing is involved in company operations usually?
Well, we've not tried it before.
Almost none.
Oh, okay, that's good to know. That's if it's, you know, if it's a one-time thing, then it's fine. But you know, just managing the PR cycles.
Well, we did accidentally steal that man's shoes.
Well, I don't know if we stole them. I think we got them as a
payment. We said we were
going to
pay him and then ended up...
We got very confused.
Yeah. I think we created a contract with him about him leasing his own name.
With his shoes. It was very confusing in the end.
Yeah. We called him like 7410 or something like
that. It's amazing to think that was just one day ago.
Very long day.
Yeah. My memory
is
not
what it used to be. You have had all those bangs on the head.
That's true. And I've had a great
<break. laughs> Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I think getting some disguise would be good. I think, you know, it would be bad PR for us to be seen, you know, stealing, yeah, basically, as a company. So, yeah, I'm with you.
Surely somewhere in the docks must be somewhere that you can buy, like, stuff. So we could do that, and then we could see if we could borrow a boat to go to Treadwell that way.
Who knows the city best and wants to make a history check?
I think so far it's been me.
Okay.
Can I do a little history check?
It's definitely not me.
Go for it.
I don't know if like Thurane so much knows the city as just she can sort of smell her way around the city.
Okay.
Well, that's going to be a...
That might not be a history check. Okay, go on.
Maybe,
go for it.
Maybe Sark then, if it's history. I don't know. He seems to be a bit of a willy dealer.
Well, hang on. Misha, what did you get?
That's a 22 for my history check.
Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah, you have... In the time that you spent wandering the city, and it seems like what you like to do... You haven't been here for very long, but what you like to do while in the city is just wander and look and watch. And so you know that the best way to get to Treadwell is via Trickling. There is a sort of punt service that takes you from Tidewater Beach across to Treadwell. So I'm going back down to Safe Harbour. It would be quite a long boat journey from there to Treadwell, and therefore not the way people go. But Trickling is also known for its theatres, and therefore costume shops would definitely be... you'd be able to find a costume shop there, no problem, of any sort. And then, yes, that's nice and near to Tidewater Cave and Tidewater Beach, which would give you... you'd be able to get a punt from there to the mausoleums and the temples.
Excellent. Also, looking, because we've got a city map in front of us, am I right in thinking that the best route from the Brackish Pit back to wards trickling would be back up the North Wall Agora.
Yeah, yeah, you can go, and the North Wall Agora again is like, you can get more stuff than anything there. You may not get the same quality, you know, of costumery as you would at Trickling, because that's the theatre place. But yeah, you could definitely pick up some clothes there if what you wanted was just clothes.
I was mainly thinking,
depends what you want to do, disguise yourself as, really.
Also, I was partly thinking if there's anywhere I can pick up a slightly better weapon than a small dagger.
Yeah, okay, well, again, with your 22, you would know that if you want to get some dirty, rusty, horrible weapons, then it would be Inigo Trading Post, which is actually in Knot, quite near where you are. If you want to pick up some fine weaponry, you'd need to go to some of the places in Breakers that makes great, wonderful items. North Wall Agora will definitely have markets to sell weaponry, and you could probably also commission some very fine pieces from people in the Rises. So it depends what you want. If you want big, industrial, kind of pig iron, huge stuff, then Breakers is your one. If you want incredibly fine, expensive pieces, it would be the Rises. If you want the most rusty and awful, probably infectious pieces of weaponry, then it's
Excellent.
Not.
What I would mainly like is something that I can physically lift as a delicate cat. Which is why I only currently have a small dagger.
A small dagger. Well, why don't you go to North Wall Agora?
Zark, if you're not normally a person who's, done a lot of fighting, we should make sure you've got something to, you know, help defend yourself while we're there.
Yeah, you know, back in my day I was a bare fist kind of girl, but yeah. I think
just in case.
Better safe than sorry.
Although maybe we should disguise Dickie before we go, because that street sweeper did say that we weren't ever allowed to walk down her road again. Yes.
Oh, she did, didn't she? All the more reason to do it and try my new line of fire spell. We can charge her for clearing up rubbish by burning it all.
Right. Okay. Yes.
All right. So, you're heading back onto North Wall Agora. You wake up, you can hear that the lizard folk, the curtains have been drawn back by this point, and you can see the lizard folk is kind of, looks like he's straining really hard while focusing on his severed arm. Just
try and grow it faster.
I think it's coming! It looks longer, right? Thank you. Maybe when it grows back, I can join you on your adventures.
That would be lovely.
Yes. How many limbs minimum do you say?
Three.
Oh, I'm nearly there. I'm at 1.5. 1¾.
There is, of course, a fee for joining us.
Oh! Maybe I'm busy that day!
Not if you have 10 gold, my good.
Oh, you think I have 10 gold? I don't even have a pocket to put it in, or a hand to put it in that pocket!
Sark leaves quickly before she gets charged for joining.
If you couldn't work it out, I lost my last battle, idiot!
I just sort of gently steer Dickie by the shoulder. I don't think he wants to join us. Come on.
That's what you're going to need to do. Right, let's go.
Wonderful. Okay.
He's penniless.
Bye! He tries to wave. Ow! Oh!
Good luck with your arm.
My only weakness! Aye, thank you!
You leave him behind and you head up to North Wall Agora, leaving behind the crowded and maze-like streets of Knot and onto this big, wide avenue that runs east to west of North Wall Agora. In the rain, everything's covered by parasols and umbrellas. Rivulets of water run down the sides of these of this street. It's kind of slightly raised in the middle and then mounded downwards towards the edge. So you kind of avoid puddles and streams. And you're looking for weapon shops, is that right?
Yeah.
Excellent. Let's see what we can find on our massive world-building document.
I can tell you off the top of my head that there aren't any that currently exist in North Woolagora.
Nice one. I better make one up then. Okay. There's one called... There's a stall ahead of you called Sharpies. and you see a very... a grinning... shark folk, a sort of a redfin really, with a very sharky face, sitting, and he's currently got a file, and is just filing his teeth, with his mouth wide open, kind of grinning. And in front of him, you see various sharp objects.
Hello, are you Sharpie?
No. No, Sharpies describes these things. My name is Nigel.
Oh, no, can't be Nigel. Can't be Nigel. There already was a Nigel. Hang on, let's do it again.
Could be Nigel.
No.
So, I mean, in life, people sometimes have the
it's
same
impossible in this world for two people to have the same thing.
It's not a thing that's happened to me very often, but, you know.
There's a reason why Dickie is the 70.
Exactly.
Okay, my name's Nigel, whatever. Hey, you want some sharp things? Hey, oh, hey, have you seen my teeth? Look at these.
He grins at you.
Actually, it really hurts. Yes. I've ground down the enamel on the sides. I can't eat an apple anymore.
That is very, very sharp.
Yes, very sharp. But I've got sharper items here in my stall. Sharpies. Okay.
I was hoping that you might have, well, something sharp, but not too heavy.
Oh, a light weapon, is it? Okay, have a little. Something. Oh, have a little look at the light weapons we've got.
He looks at the list of weapons in D&D.
Mechanically, I'm looking for a finesse weapon.
Oh, you want a finesse weapon? Okay, I see. Yeah. I got some darts. Do you like throwing darts?
I don't know. I've
okay, he gives you a dart, points to a pigeon.
I will attempt to throw a dart.
Yeah, give me an attack roll, please.
What the?
Well, it will be. I think it's dexterity.
Is it
if
just
it's
the
finesse.
Same modifier.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Proficiency plus dexterity plus 20.
Yeah, 24 to hit a pigeon.
Oh my!
With a dart.
You burst a pigeon. you just turn around, flick this dart. It gets the pigeon right in the sort of the breast. The pigeon pops into a cloud of feathers, and Nigel nods impressed. He goes, "Okay, you're pretty good with the dart. Well, I can sell you a little pocket box of darts if you like."
Quite tempting.
We got whips. Whips are finesse. You can reach a long way with a whip. We got... They're not particularly sharp, though. We got... let's have a look. A rapier, scimitar, a little short sword for a little bit of fun with a... You know, if you don't want to reach very far, but you want to stab it. That's pretty good.
I don't know. How much is a rapier?
I got a rapier of bleeding.
Of bleeding.
A rapier of bleeding. Yeah.
As in, when you stab someone with it, they bleed.
Oh no. Well, yes, but also the thing about it is, it's kind of hemorrhaging, you know. So like, it's really hard. They keep getting hurt every turn. It's pretty good.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's so sharp. It's so sharp you can't actually cure it for a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you mean every turn?
Every turn is like every 6 seconds. What happens? You all wait. So I've seen the fights. You all stand in a grid. I look from top down on the grid. You stand there in a grid and you take it in turns to fight. Like next, like LARPing. You know, have you ever been LARPing? You take it in turns to fight. You have the big swords. You slash and they're all sharp. And I don't know why you're so polite when you're fighting. But anyway, a turn, it's like everyone gets one go. And then you have a snack. and then when you have the snack normally, maybe that's the time when you bleed a little bit more. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's okay, like D&D, you played that? No, okay, well it's a good game actually. But sometimes it's a bit silly. Like when the DM has to make up a shopkeeper and he can't think of his name, so he thinks of the name of one of the players in the game and he just says that name. Like that. I'm the best Nigel in this campaign. Do you want my rapier of bleeding?
How much would you like for it?
I'm afraid it's double the cost of the rapier of not bleeding.
But how much is that cost?
Oh, well, the rapier of not bleeding is 25 gold pieces. So if you double that, you got to compare the two. Double it. 30 gold pieces. Hey! Oh, he grins at you. I know what you're doing, dragon. No, you can't fool me. 50 gold pieces for my rapier of bleeding.
I don't have that many gold pieces.
How many you got, friend?
Well, I've got 3.5, unless I steal them from Dickie again, which is normally what we do.
How many this rich man got? Yeah, you're a rich man. How many gold pieces you got, friend? Make it a 50.
For you, yes. Not.
Okay, well, bye. This is how... Hey, rich man, you know how shops work, yeah?
Yes, so what I was thinking was that maybe we could come up with a loan scheme.
No.
As a kind of pay on kill for the weapons.
No, I don't... I'm not...
To test them.
No.
We could be your testers.
No.
You could pay
no.
us.
Can I attempt to pick Dickie and have a count?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Give me a sleight of hand check. I'm really good at... I'm really good at yes and. Have you noticed that?
Really? That is going to be a 9 for my sleight of hand.
You reach into the wrong pocket and you find...
What do I find?
You don't find the gold he's got, but you do find an ink pen, 3 remaining brownies, and a little bag of sand.
I'm going to just...
It's magic sand, though.
Put them back again.
I think Sark maybe is like, oh, friend, I knew I recognised you. And
Can I
cast Charm Person?
Oh, you can cast Charm Person. Yeah, of course you can.
I don't say that out loud.
Oh, sorry. Give it a click. I can't tell the difference between your real accent and your character accent.
Oh.
Very common.
Give it a click. You're doing
is
racist.
Absolutely crazy. No. Yeah, I forget how I sounded last sentence, so I just kind of go with it. Okay, I gotta make a wisdom saving throw, I guess.
Yeah.
What's my wisdom? Okay, I think I know what my wisdom is.
Oh. Are you wise?
I got an 18.
What have I got to compare that against?
Your spell save DC. Go into your character sheet. No, okay. Yeah, don't think so. Hey.
He looks at you with shark eyes.
Hey, listen. I smell blood in the water. You trying to trick me, huh?
No, friend. Maybe I must have mistaken you for someone else. But, you know.
Someone who you can mess around, yeah?
No. Look. Businessman to businesswoman. Redfin to Redfin, come on! You gotta lower the price a little bit, and then I'm sure we'll help you out here.
Well, looks like you all want to lower the price. Make me an offer I can't refuse, huh?
One bag of sand.
Okay, now we're talking.
The rapier.
I tell you what. We can do a sponsorship deal if you like.
Wow, yeah, that's fantastic.
We're listing.
We're actually in the market looking for sponsors at the moment. Got a range of packages.
I'll sell you my rapier of bleeding for the price of a usual rapier if I can write the word Sharpies on the side of it. And you make sure that side's always facing the camera, yeah?
I think we can do that deal. Can we still pay you in sand?
No. What? Is it magic sand, my friend?
No,
come on.
It is. Is that, you know, that it's that hydrophobic sand you see on the telly. You can put it in water and then you lift it up and it doesn't feel wet. It's really cool.
Hey, you give me a deception check, lady. Let's see if I believe you or not, yeah? You give me a deception check, let's see if I believe you. I'm so meta. I'm a really meta NPC.
Meta Nigel.
He knows what OTV is.
Looks like you got a 13, lady. Yeah, well, let's see if I can do an insight check higher than that. Yeah, I got a 13 as well. Meets it, beats it, I guess. But I don't know!
His voice is so coming so unnerving.
It's really unnerving.
Yeah, listen, listen. I'm interested in the sand, okay? But that's not 25 gold, it's a little bag. It says it's a little bag on the wording here. So I'll tell you what, we can start off with that.
Wait 2 days, right? It will be a bag like 50 times the size.
It's a growing bag.
Do you like brownies? Oh.
Yeah, I love brownies. What about it? You want a good start in something, yeah?
Would you like one of these brownies?
Right. Dickie's going to cast sleep.
No, we...
I totally forgot about my sleep spell.
We're not trying to steal it. You have brownies.
This is
in
not
your
stealing.
Pocket.
This is arbitrage. we get it for nothing, and then we.
Okay. You're casting sleep on. No, you're all standing around him, so are you all going to sleep or?
I totally forgot about that.
Every time.
Is there any way that I can give a non-verbal warning to the group?
Yeah, sure. What do you want to say?
Run.
He looks at you with fear.
I'm going to immediately. Try and put my hand over Dickie's mouth. Sleep, does it? It has a verbal component, right?
I think so, yeah. Let's have a look.
I would like to use my new third level psionic talent to essentially immediately teleport to where I came from as a reaction.
So, hang on. Linus is trying to muzzle me.
Yes.
Light Through Rain has literally vanished.
Light Through Rain is fleeing for her life.
Well, it's when I'm hit by an attack, so...
And Sark has no idea
Sark
what's going on at the moment.
I has not experienced this before.
Do you
Sark
run?
Stood still and is thinking of a good deal, a good sponsorship package deal to come up.
I'm going to wait and see if it hits, but if it hits...
Potentially tattooing Sharpies on Linus's head, potentially, for sponsorship.
How many hit points do you have... Zark.
I have 15.
You cast sleep. I think Linus, let's see how effectively you cover his mouth, because I think sleep, yes, does have a verbal. It does have a verbal element to it. Give me a athletics check to press hard on his mouth.
The image,
you're
just like,
That's a six.
You do it.
But can I spend my DS?
Yes, you absolutely can. Which puts you up to 19. You 19. Cover his mouth. You just hear behind him like, the shark, Nigel, looks at you, narrows his shark eyes, sniffs with his snub nose, and then goes, "Do we have a problem?" He waves his hand and goes, and various other stall owners look around.
Uh-oh.
You think I haven't been robbed before? Hmm? Yeah, I know how this works. You think I haven't seen thieves before? You think we, shop owners, stand around at level one doing nothing, getting robbed and killed? No, we have a gym. We have a gym just for shop owners. We work out every night. I'm actually level 7. I've got more than 21 hit points anyway. Your sleep spell wouldn't even work on me. I'll give you one chance. My voice is everywhere. 25 gold pieces for the sponsored rapier of bleeding. Or maybe you walk away. Because if you look around right now, you'll see that Marisha over there, Steve over here, Big Bob over there, and Jimmy Six Limbs. They're all watching you right now.
Wait, did Jimmy Six Limbs steal three of those limbs? Or two of them? I don't know how many he started with, but from that bloke.
So what if Jimmy Six Limbs stole a couple limbs? He's turned a corner, he's a good boy now. So maybe you think again about what you're gonna steal from Sharpies, yeah?
I've got 10 gold.
I've got 15, please. I'll pay it just.
That's 25 gold. That's 25, my friend. I'll take the bag of sand as well if you're looking to offload it.
I will point out that if Dicky does hand over the bag of sand, he can't.
I will hand over my little
God,
bag of sand.
Hand it over.
Out of sheer embarrassment.
I'm pretty sure that Dicky has got a spell focus. And with that, you buy the Rapier of Bleeding, and we will end the session. Thank you very, very much for playing. We have to hard end because Misha has a very special work thing that she's got to go and do right now. Thanks for listening. Thank you, everyone, for playing. We will see you next session to see who she can stab with the Rapier of Bleeding. And thank you so much for listening. Bye!
Amazing.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
You've been listening to Technomancers, a D&D podcast. You can subscribe to hear the next episode when it comes out, and until then, see you later, nerds.
There's a real chance that we're going to hear Steve purring in the background of some of this, but also, look, he's a baby.
Fantastic. So if I line everybody up, we can set the whole team on fire, including myself.
Roboteers, cease.
Alchemist, brewer, calligrapher, carpenter, cartographer, cobbler, cook, disguise, forgery, glassblower, jeweler, mason, painter, potter, smith, weavers, woodcarvers.
Delet.
Audacity. Oh, Steve.
Are we ready?
Clap scared Steve. I'm ready.
Steed. Okay, let's go.